track three, and we come to our headline stories. And from the Mid-Devon, we're on the roads to hell. And that's how Newton Abbott MP Martin Wrigley described the town's traffic woes in Parliament last week, as yet more roadworks got underway in the gridlocked town. With the A382 now into month six of a two-year planned closure and utility works taking place on the A383 Ashburton Road, travel around the town has turned torturous. Both Devon County Council and Teignbridge Council have said they're aware of the growing concerns about the number of road closures and roadworks in the area and are working to minimise the impact wherever possible. But this hasn't impressed the town's frustrated residents and business owners who attended last week's public meeting about the road miseries, which was held at Newton Abbott Rugby Club, a meeting at which Devon County Council highways officers were criticised for failing to attend. Around 80 Newton Abbott Road users, along with county and town councillors, attended the meeting at Newton Abbott Rugby Club. Frustrated and fed up of the constant gridlock around the town and the state of the roads, residents and business owners voiced their concerns about the lack of joined-up planning around the various roadworks and the poor communication and consultation about when and where works are taking place. And the roadworks have been described as hell in the House of Commons by the town's MP, Martin Wrigley, who says councils are powerless to prevent utility companies from causing problems. Mr. Wrigley said communications from Devon County Council had been poor and said that instead of having the A382 work done in two phases, engineers should have started at either end and met in the middle, like the Channel Tunnel. He said businesses directly affected should seek compensation and added that controlling utility companies would help stop the disruption getting worse. During the Commons debate, he said roadworks in my constituency are causing traffic hell and residents have had enough. With the two-year closure of the A382 for much-needed work, utility companies are taking advantage by doing roadworks everywhere, and the county council is powerless to cause them to cooperate and coordinate. What does the Secretary of State suggest, I say to my residents, he asked. A joint statement issued by Devon County and Teignbridge Council said that while a great deal of planning went into coordinating roadworks, it wasn't always possible to schedule works consecutively. We recognise the disruption this may be causing residents, businesses and commuters, and are working closely together to minimise the impact wherever possible. However, it is not always possible to schedule works consecutively, and emergency or unplanned issues can create unavoidable overlaps. Several major road improvement schemes linked to long-term infrastructure changes are underway across the town. Combined with immediate and unavoidable repairs, these have created significant challenges on the roads. However, there are times when some works simply must go ahead, such as regulatory works and urgent emergency works. The A382 scheme is a long-term pre-planned major road improvement project. Government funding for these works was confirmed later than expected and is time-limited, meaning delays would risk losing the investment entirely. The A383 improvements are linked to the new Bloor Homes development and are also subject to strict time constraints. Elsewhere in the town, steps are being taken to keep disruption to a minimum.
Massive crack proving a cause for concern. Fears are growing over the state of Tynmouth Breakwater after a large crack fractured the structure last month, raising concerns that a complete breach would result in sand shifting and blocking the shipping channel. However, confusion over who owns the sea defence means that nobody is taking responsibility for repairs. The structure was built in the early 1900s on land owned by the Crown Estate. However, while the Crown Estate is the landowner, A spokesman clarified that it doesn't own the breakwater structure. While Tunbridge District Council, Tynemouth Harbour Commission and the Environment Agency all have an interest in the breakwater, none of them own the title. Local MP Martin Wrigley said the dispute is a massive concern. He pointed out that there is a significant amount of work required to fix the breakwater. I think there's a lot of people who will be denying responsibility because of the potential cost, he commented. But we also need everyone to work together for a solution, because if the end of the breakwater comes, then it becomes a problem for everyone. Despite nobody taking responsibility for repairs, stakeholders, including Tynemouth Harbour Commission and Tunbridge District Council, said they are working to reach a solution. Tynemouth Harbour Commissioner Rob Parsons said he was fighting to get something done to ensure the safety of Tynemouth, Shoulden and the river. We will never abdicate our responsibilities and we will continue to work with all parties to get a solution. We take navigational safety extremely seriously and we are not going to give up, he said. Tunbridge District Council has also met with stakeholders. Mr. Wrigley vowed to ensure no one shirks their responsibilities and said he would make sure that they do help each other to find a way through, as Tynemouth cannot afford to lose that breakwater.
Stagecoach boss on Dawlish Roadworks. Bus company boss Peter Knight met town councillors in Dawlish to discuss the impact of ongoing roadworks. Mr. Knight, managing director of Stagecoach Southwest, told councillors the company was working closely with Devon County Council Highways while work by Southwest Water continues across Dawlish. Road closures and traffic lights put in place for work by Southwest Water and Wales and West Utilities have caused long delays for all traffic, but buses' timetables have been badly affected. A spokesman for Stagecoach said the meeting provided an opportunity to outline the positive opportunities arising from Stagecoach Southwest's electric vehicle investment, as well as to discuss the impact of congestion and ongoing roadworks on the local area. While Stagecoach Southwest cannot comment on the specific details of third-party works, they are working closely with the local transport authority, Devon County Council, to minimise disruption and to ensure we continue to deliver the best possible service for the local community during this period. There have also been concerns and confusion over the introduction of new ticketing zones, which came into force in January. Stagecoach says that while reviewing and updating its fare structure, a detailed assessment of customer travel patterns, service frequency, journey flows, and operational practicality across the network was carried out. Stagecoach has confirmed that both Dawlish and Dawlish Warren fall within the new Torbay zone, where reduced fares for day, 7-day and 28-day tickets have been introduced. However, these locations sit outside the new Greater Exeter Zone, as they are more than 10 miles from Exeter. The spokesman explained, the boundary reflects established network geography and the wider connectivity of each area within the transport system. The intention is to maintain fairness and simplicity across the network as a whole, while supporting sustainable service delivery. We understand that any change to fare structures can raise questions locally, and we remain in dialogue with elected representatives to ensure concerns are properly considered. Our priority is to provide a clear, equitable, and financially sustainable fare system that works for the greatest number of customers. But campaigner and town and district councillor Alison Foden welcomed Mr. Knight's attendance at the meeting. She had raised questions about the reduction in the number 2 service, which serviced Dawlish and Tynemouth to Newton Abbot. Mr. Knight said this service is one of the longer routes in the network where a whole journey can take more than 2 hours. Councillor Foden has appealed for the frequency to be increased to 3 buses an hour and more during peak rush times. But Mr. Knight pointed out that each bus on that service costs at least £50 to run. Councillor Foden said, I'm concerned, though, for the possible effect on ticket prices for travel from one ticketing zone to the adjacent ticketing zone.